From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov failed for a second consecutive day on Monday to reach an agreement on a ceasefire deal for Syria that would allow more humanitarian aid to reach people in need.
We're not going to do something that we think has less than what we believe is a legitimate opportunity to be able to try to get the job done.
That's Secretary of State John Kerry. The diplomats met in Hangzhou, China, where world leaders were gathered for the G20 summit. President Obama and Vladimir Putin had their own sideline meeting at the summit. The U.S. president told reporters within the past hour he had a candid meeting with Vladimir Putin discussing the fight against terrorists and cybersecurity. President Obama heads to Laos Monday, marking the first time a sitting U.S. president has visited the country. He will be attending the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN Summit, and the East Asia Summit, where he will seek to further deepen ties and increase America's influence in the region. Japan is denouncing North Korea's firing of three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan Monday. Japan's cabinet secretary said the launch is a clear act of provocation, not only to our country, but to the international community, considering the timing of its launch coinciding with the G20 summit in China. A U.S. official attending the summit condemned North Korea's action, calling the missile launches a threat to both aircraft and maritime vessels operating in the region. Facing intense international pressure, South Sudan has agreed to deploy to the deployment of 4,000-member regional protection force approved last month by the United Nations Security Council. The decision by President Salva Kiir, who in August rejected more peacekeepers, came a day after the Security Council visited Juba and warned sanctions if the